Blog Talk Radio.
Some of the guys out there look like me. They're kind of looking around.
Yeah, I've got it.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. Makes me feel good. Well, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to see the rain on my face. There's the rain on my lips. In the moonlight shadows. Showery boy, come on, can't wait. I wake up to it. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder. Watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. Makes me feel good and wet. Yeah, I love a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. I love to feel the rain on my face. It's the rain on my lips.
Raining in the
sky. In the moonlight shadows.
Shadows.
Put the song in the heart of mine. My face.
Welcome to Resistance Radio. My name is Joseph Bernard, Russell, Mr. Russ Bragg, and Hurricane, who's tonight, lost bro, somewhere, but I don't know if song scared him off or what, but I thought I got the original of the Iraq song. That's why I start listening to the download. But anyway, we'll to the shot, and okay, we are coming in loud and clear and everything. But anyway, not a big mess, you know, up there. So, but anyway, hey, Virgil.
Hey, my man.
Welcome back. And everything I was just telling the audience, so we lost for a little bit and just talking about Kavanaugh and just disgrace the Democrats.
Yeah, well, you better do something. You're breaking up again.
So, but anyhow. You know, go ahead, Virgil. It's a takeoff with it.
The confirmation crybaby show took place today for Judge Kavanaugh, and it was a total disgraceful display, disrespectful. They have no respect for the sanctity of these proceedings, these liberal crybaby snowflakes. They have nothing better to do with their with themselves than. They want to be heard. They want to be heard, but they don't want anybody else to be heard.
Exactly. And you know this.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was. And you know, this was pre-planned ahead of time because, you know, they're pointing fingers at Dianne Feinstein. You know, at her because how else are these guys getting
right
in there
there
to protest?
That Dianne Feinstein. Oh, that thing right there. She made me wanna shoot my own TV when she came out with her assault weapon shit. Her AR-15 shit. You know, but she never brings up the individual. She never brings up Chicago. She never brings up the Kate Stein issue, which was done with an illegal handgun. We all know that man didn't, that scumbag didn't find that gun. He had it on him. I mean, you know, piss down somebody else's back and tell them it's raining, not me. You know, they don't mention this, but she wants to mention, well, these weapons were meant to be used in the military, and civilians shouldn't have these weapons, and you're going to let civilians have weapons that are strictly for the military. Well, guess what? That is what the Second Amendment was for. It's not for hunting.
Mm-hmm.
That is what United States versus Miller was about. The ruling was about. And but her neck's on the chopping block this November too. And let's just hope and pray that we can get rid of this bitch.
Well, you know, and then all that, we had one senator, I can't remember his name now, who went in and, you know, he was talking about the abortion, Roe versus Wade and all that. You know, of course, this is going to be a big topic, but it's like, you know, here's a solution. Close your legs. Wear condoms. It saves a lot of.
Yeah,
you
want free birth control. You want free birth control, bitches? Stay off your back and keep your knees together.
Exactly.
But seriously,
that's what you
but
did.
Seriously, Joseph. Seriously, Joseph. This abortion issue has gone way past its bedtime.
Past.
Okay.
I mean, that's all you care about.
What needs
to
be done? What needs to be done, in my opinion, is along with the next presidential election, the American people, they need to take it out of the Congress, out of the Senate, and they need to put it in the hands of the American people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want a constitutional right to life amendment? Yes or no? And make it a constitutional amendment that either approves abortion or bans abortion and let it be voted on by the people.
Now,
that way everybody's hands is washed of it and everybody has a say so about it.
Yep. And don't get me wrong, I see some points into the abortion because of little girls that are raped and end up getting pregnant. You know, I can kind of see that, but still, that's life. You know?
Well, I mean, an amendment with certain criteria.
They're talking about killing a child at 36, almost.
Joseph, I can't understand what you're saying. You're breaking up terrible. You're breaking up very terribly.
You're
breaking up very bad.
They're talking about killing a baby.
Every other word, Joseph. I can't understand a word you're saying. I cannot understand a word you're saying.
Yeah, they're talking about. How about now? Can you hear me now? I feel like
the
rising
guy.
But you know, they're talking about murdering a baby at 9 months old. full term.
Well, in cases of rape, you know, incest, or the birth would be detrimental to the mother's survival, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, those are things that are already in laws, you mm-hmm. know, through several states, all right? Add them into a constitutional amendment, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you want a constitutional right to life amendment? Do we constitutionally mm-hmm. recognize life begins at conception, or do we recognize a woman's constitutional right to have an abortion? Put it on the ballot. Mm-hmm. Put it on the mm-hmm. ballot. Let the people decide. Take Congress, take the Senate out of the equation. Whatever mm-hmm. the majority of the Americans want, let that be signed into constitutional amendment law.
Exactly. I agree with that. That's what it should have been. You know,
and that will totally take the president out of it. It will take the Supreme Court out of it. It will take the Congress out of it. It will take the mm-hmm. Senate out of it. And it will take it will take all the upper administration. It will be placed on the American people.
And you know, that's what people want. They want to do that. The Supreme Court, you know, and if we get Kavanaugh in there,
breaking
too,
up.
Maybe
breaking up again,
there's a big
Joe.
Chance of that happening, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, but anyway, you know, but. Yeah, there's a lot of issues they brought up too, and some good points, you know, too. But I saw where Ted Cruz was actually jumping right in there, jumping down on Democrats for doing what they did too, you know, and stuff. But this is their way of panic mode to me. You know.
Well, when Feinstein introduced Al Sharpton. When she recognized Al Sharpton in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, that told me right there that this was going to be a total hate fest for mm-hmm. Judge Kavanaugh.
Yep, and that's all it was.
And that damn Muslim terrorist bitch in there that got arrested. She just disgusts me. I would like to hang her up. I would like to hang her upside down and just dunk her head into a water trough until she drowns.
Knowing that she's a terrorist and tied with terrorists, I'm surprised they even let her walk free. That's the whole thing I don't get. Unless she's got something on Muslim Republic, other than most of the politicians there, you know. But anyway,
she's probably part of the insurance policy. I mean, they probably shared parts of the insurance policy with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's covered by the Clintons. She's covered by the deep state. You see, and as far as when they started bringing up documentation and the subject of emails, I'm going to sound like Russell on this. That little punk bitch, Jeff Sessions, should have convened mm-hmm. a federal grand jury, and he should have started getting indictments against people. Because
right
that was
right
just
away.
total hypocrisy on the Democratic Party. They have mm-hmm. refused the FBI. The Department of Justice has refused to release documents on mm-hmm. investigations, on Hillary investigation, on the Trump investigation. Right then and there, President Trump should have put an end to it. He should have told Robert Mueller to pack his bags and get the fuck on down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just total. This should prove to the American people that it is not a fact that Donald Trump did anything illegal. President Trump did nothing illegal. The only thing he did wrong, he won the election. And this proves it right here, right now. That is their only reason for all of this rhetoric.
After getting close to the elections, have 2 more months, September, October.
Man, you need to do something. You need to do something, Joseph. You're chopping up
again. We got about 2 more months of the elections, and we're starting to see it all starting to heat up now. You know, everything.
Oh, yes. And it's all coming out. It's all coming out with the Parkland shooting. You know, it's all coming out with the Parkland shooting. Do you know that a week before the shooting, the Secret Service was at Parkland School?
No. I had no idea on that.
A week before the shooting, the Secret Service was at Parkland School.
Wow. Scoping it out or what?
A teacher, I saw this exposed, made a video of it, made a video of the entire thing about David Hogg, about the Secret Service being at Parkland School, and the total failure, and what it's pointing to is that they aimed this kid at this school, and it was for purposes of not going after the individual, but going after the rifle.
And when I was researching some of this too, not too long ago, I saw an advertisement on Craigslist where there were wanting crisis actors for Parkland.
Yes.
On that day. I saw that with my own eyes. That was on Craigslist, you know. I just actually saw another one. I don't know if it was you that posted it or one of my other friends that posted it, where they're wanting crisis actors for another apparently plan thing going up in Mississippi.
Yes.
Was it Mississippi?
Yes, I believe it was. I believe it was. I have to look at it.
You know, so they're gearing up, as we said, but they're going to be gearing up for some mass shootings, you know, before the elections and everything. Here we are. You know, and everything. So,
well, mass shootings are staged. Either for real thing or staged.
That tells me that, you know, this just more distraction, you know, and more corruption going on.
I think you're gonna have to go in on your phone somehow, cause you are breaking up. I can barely understand you.
So it was getting garbled there for a minute, but anyway,
Do you have your Bluetooth on? Do you have your Bluetooth?
No, it's
off. Sometimes you make a mistake. Okay.
Yeah, it's off. It's got to be the storm because it's storming outside right now. But anyway, you know, we're going to start seeing a lot of crazy stuff, you know, in the next 2 months. So, and this is just the start of it and everything. But I'd like to know where Russell's at, man. I feel lonely without him over here.
Let's see. What is it? It's Wednesday night. It's Wednesday night.
Yep.
Let's see. They might be having something going on at the midget strip joint.
Must be midget stripper night. Actually, it's Tuesday night, unless they got picked up by the law again.
Tuesday night's ladies' night, so he's probably with some midget strippers.
But anyway, you know. Oh, and also, too, just let the audience know, too, on the terrorist compounds, they were saying that they indicted 5 more federal charges on them today and everything. So each day they're getting charged. So they're not going anywhere. The girl, apparently she was an illegal immigrant. I did not know that. She was illegally here.
Yeah, she was.
They're holding her.
She was, yes. Yes.
Then they're charged. They charged her with firearm possessions because she wasn't supposed to have firearms and everything. So they're charging her, and they're going to charge the other members with it to prove they have to prove they supposed to have a firearm. So, you know, and stuff like that. But see, our news here is reporting what the media out there is not reporting. So, you know, and everything. Uh-huh. But I'm seeing that and everything. But you know. It's gonna. Go ahead.
Do you see where George is called? Excuse me.
No,
do
George
you see
hasn't
where
called
George
in
has
yet.
Called in? George hasn't called in yet. Okay.
He hasn't called in yet. So the screen's blank. It's just me and you tonight. So.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was hoping that. So, I was hoping our friend Joe would call in and everything. Maybe he'll call in here a little bit. But for you listeners, our number is 917.
I hit her up. Told her to call in.
Well, our number is 917-889-3890 if you guys like to call in and share some of your news that's going on around the world. Some of those, for those that's in the path of the hurricane, you know, I was watching today, and that thing looks scary. It looks very scary, and stuff. So they're keeping it. They're even like they're warning people like we did last night not to even stick around, get the heck out of Dodge, you know, and everything. So we don't want anything to see anybody hurt or killed.
Well, that's why I busted my ass yesterday. To go get a generator. I mean, I borrowed money from my boss to go get me a good generator. What happened was I tried to crank up my old one, and apparently ants got in and chewed up the armature. And when I cranked it up, it damn near electrocuted me to death. And Susan cut it off just in time to keep it from catching fire. So So I went. I called my boss and got a comm data check, and I went to Harbor Freight, and I got it locked up and chained to my porch right now, ready and waiting to use.
Yeah.
And later on, I'm going to order the propane kit for it.
Yeah.
That way, we ain't got to.
Well, they're saying sometime in the next day or two, it's going to hit, so, and everything. And I know the one up in Florida, that one's going to be another nasty one. And everything, and we're going to be getting some of the storm here in New Mexico from. So in fact, we're getting some of it tonight. So everybody's going to get hit. So you know.
Oh yeah.
Even Texas is going to get hit. You know. So and everything. I saw the news where Houston is the target. So, you know, but brace them. But that's just back on the other subject is that, you know, I don't know. I just feel, you know, this is going to help the big red wave. It's, you know, I was checking some of the things that you were talking about last night on this walkway. Holy crap, man, it's growing big time. It's really growing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's growing. I mean, it just, and I try to get people on the show that are participating in the walkaway movement because, I mean, it just tickles me. It just
even
tickles
me
to death.
Even in New Mexico, the walkaway movement is growing tremendously. I'm, like, shocked, you know, and everything. A lot. I mean, New Mexico's going to turn red. I got that feeling because it hasn't been a red state.
I tell you what, if Feinstein gets booted out, if they give that bitch the boot, the show we do after that, I'm going to be doing the show outside because y'all are going to hear me shooting my guns, popping fireworks, and I'm going to be drunk as a skunk on the air. So y'all better be prepared.
I thought we were going to do that when Maxine gets booted out.
Maxine is nothing but mouth.
Yep.
Feinstein is dangerous. She is dangerous. This bitch is dangerous.
That and that one chick, what's her name? That socialist young girl that's running. She that's the one I would keep an eye on. You know,
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, she was going around talking to 10-year-olds yesterday. You know, they're like,
yeah,
what the heck are you talking about? You know, hey Joe, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. So
all right, Joe.
Hey, Virgil. What's up?
Not much, man. Not much.
You know what? I'm taking a look at your description page, and I think there's a solution that you guys are offering is to vote in Republicans. Am I right?
Right.
Well,
basically,
what we're doing, Joe, is we're picking the very lesser of two evils. You know, I mean, to put it plainly and simply and honestly, you know, basically picking the way lesser of two evils.
But it's still,
we already got one in the ground. We already got one rhino in the ground. If we can get some other solid ones in there, then maybe we can put some others in the ground and others in the unemployment line.
Yeah, right.
So, Joe, what did you think about that Kavanaugh today? Did you watch that as well?
No, I heard about it. Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, there have been other picks that were just as good as him. But this thing, the solution, though, is bothering me, picking Republicans. These Republicans who are now stating that they're on Trump's side, you're going to see them change their attitude so fast. When they get inside Congress, they might vote for some of the measures that Trump wants, but they're going to go along with the power. These guys are not going to be the Republicans that you hope they are. I would rather have retarded libertarians in there who are honest than brilliant
Republicans. Well, of course. But we don't have that option now. You know?
We do.
And, well, people are not going to vote for him.
And that's too bad.
People are just
your
simply
vote
not...
is important. Your vote. You don't worry about what other people vote about. Because if you're... I used to be the same way. But, I mean, if you vote for the lesser of two evils, you've still got Mistopheles' grandchild in the fucking Congress.
Yeah.
You may not have Lucifer in there. You may not have Mephistopheles himself. But you've got people... Don't forget, we elect who they select. You don't get on the Republican ticket unless you get vetted by the Republicans to do their particular bidding. Because if you do it on your own, you know you're not going to get elected because nobody's going to know about you. Very few people have the kind of oomph that'll get the 50,000 signatures on a petition to get themselves on the ballot. That's my whole thing. Wait till these guys get in, because once they're in, you're going to find the same excuses. They're going to say 2 years from now, well, I tried my best, but we had to do the best we could. We were outnumbered. Bullshit. So, I understand everybody's viewpoint, but we've been duped for decades. Decades.
Well, you got to start somewhere. You got to start somewhere, and... This, what Trump has done with the economy, with the jobs, with the businesses, and everything else, he's proven to, you know, we were just talking about the walkaway movement, the people in the walkaway movement.
Uh-huh.
He's proved to them that, hey, you know, these people have been bullshitting us. They're finally realizing how deep and how bad they've been bullshitted by these liberal socialist Democrats, you know, that meet up with them every 4 years. They feed them the free alcohol. They feed them the free lunches and all of this and say, vote for me. I'm going to get you reparations. I'm going to get you this. I'm going to get you that. And then after they're elected, they slap each other on the back and laugh and wave and say, well, see you again in 4 more years. And then they get in their limousines and ride away drinking Anisette. And then they say, okay, we got them dumb sumbitches to fall for it again.
That's why I say it's better to have honest, even retarded libertarians. You know, I'm a libertarian. I don't like being around libertarians. They're so hard-headed. They're so fucking ornery. They want to get into arguments all the time, but they're honest.
Mm-hmm.
They want to do what the Constitution says.
Yeah.
So if you know. So
yeah,
I have a friend that's a libertarian.
Oh, Joe. Arguments all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I agree with you 100,000%. You know, the worst nightmare in a courtroom for a judge is to have a libertarian come in there on a traffic ticket. That is their worst nightmare.
Yeah, because he'll treat it like they will
hold up the entire court system for a fucking month.
Yeah.
Behind a speeding ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
But
I've seen that.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing is, I've been telling people this for a while. Even if you don't know who the goddamn libertarian constitutionalist person is, if that person has the guts to put himself on the ballot, he'll learn what to do in Congress. Unless he's like the typical Republican or Democrat. And I'm not saying that the Libertarian Party is perfect. I'm saying right now it's a good choice. 2 years from now, let's say, for example, we had a foothold in Congress. 2 years from that time of having a foothold, every psychopath would become a Libertarian just to get elected in Congress.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that now because we're seeing Democrats going, oh, no, we're going to go to Republicans. But I've seen some of them do that. And I have, especially here in New Mexico. It's funny because we got two Democrats already switched over to Republicans. It's like, okay, you're not going to fool us that easy. You know,
That's right. Wasn't Lieberman one of those?
Yep.
Henrich is running for Republican, but he's actually a Democrat. And he's crooked as hell.
Our governor here in Louisiana is hinting toward switching to the Republican Party because he's trying to ride Trump's coattail back into the governor's mansion.
There you go.
But that right there ain't gonna work.
Nope, that
is not going to work.
I'm voting Libertarian. I'm voting for anybody. I don't even know. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't care if it's a 12-year-old genius. I'm voting for him or her.
There's a 14-year-old. I can't remember what state it was now. But there's a 14-year-old boy running for governor. I think it was up in Arizona or someplace like that.
Oh, yeah?
That he was running.
Yep.
Michigan. He said he found a loophole. They didn't mention anything about age, so he decided he wanted to run.
You know how many millionaires? There's not many, but do you know how many preteen millionaires are in this country? Because they're not the same as we are. If they're not contaminated by their particular teachings that we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they go their own way, and all of a sudden they find business opportunities that other people can't find, and they become millionaires, and they make it easy, and they go, "Well, I just worked. That's all."
Yeah,
yeah.
I know a twelve-year-old that actually did that up in New York. Mm-hmm. He started a hot dog stand, like I was going to start before it got stolen. He started a hot dog stand. You ever see him now? He's a multi-billionaire.
Is he? Good for him.
He's 14 years old now, but he started when he was 12. I was reading an article about him. I'm like, wow, way to go.
They don't have the same kind of prisms that we have on our minds when we're adults. You know, sometimes we form our confirmation bias, and then we live by them, and then we form our own worst enemies. Sometimes kids are so simple, they just do the things they're supposed to, and they go, well, how come you guys couldn't do it? You know, and then you got to say, shut up, kid.
Me, I'm a business person, and I have several businesses. I'm like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, you know, You know, I mean, it was a 9 year old. It was a 9 year old that convinced an entire state to ban plastic straws. So, you know, nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So, you know, well, you know, didn't know that. I think it was another teen that regulated fart, you know, cows from farting up there in California because they made that illegal now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear about that, but I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to do that years ago, contributing to what is not climate change. Before it became climate change, it was, oh, yeah, global warming. Fuck you, Gore. Take your inconvenient truth and shove it up your ass. Global warming.
Joe.
Yeah.
I will not even, I drive chemical tankers for a living.
Uh-huh.
And I will not even cross over into the states of New York or California ever again.
What
ever again. Well, in California, I got a $500 fine for smoking a cigarette in my own truck.
Jesus Christ.
And the reason it was because when you drive an 18-wheeler, it's not considered your vehicle. It's considered your workplace. And it is illegal to smoke in the workplace in California.
Yeah, well, I know in New York because they made headlines with that fucking communist who's the mayor over there.
Oh, no, yeah. I got a $1,500 fine in New York because
sure.
I crossed the George Washington Bridge without a little sticker that said that I didn't pay my New York highway tax.
Oh.
I had the written permit, but I didn't have the little sticker on the bumper of my truck. Cost the company $1,500.
Dang.
Yeah, well, you know, the politicians, they're coming after us. They've been after us. And if it weren't for Trump, I'd have to say we'd be deep shit and fucking Hillary doo-doo by
now.
Oh,
we would be fucked. We'd be a dead duck fucked in the back of the truck.
That's it.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, to be swamped with nothing but refugees and illegals. Can you imagine who's, you know?
Oh, God.
I just got
get me started on them. Because I can't.
And Walmarts across the United States and AutoZone and Pep Boys and O'Reilly's would be selling dick to pussy conversion kits off the shelf. A taxpayer expense.
Right.
Yeah.
The LGBT
right.
crowd. Right. They got the bar.
Oh, you got to add a P. You got to add a P on to the end of that now, Joe, because they're trying to do the pedophiles. Pedophilia is a sexual orientation. It's not a crime anymore.
Actually, you know what? I have not heard any more. It's been, like, really quiet on that lately and stuff. But I did know there's that protest is still going on September the 8th up in L.A., and everything too. So I still haven't got any word exactly where they're going to be meeting. I know it's going to be somewhere at the Hollywood Walk of Fame where they're going to be meeting at. So and everything. But you know, and too, I've been hearing where they're asking the Pope to step down and resign now. So he's fighting that, you know, and everything. So, but I did just get a text from Russell. He said he's not going to be able to be on tonight because he's got to be up at 2:00 in the morning. He said, tell you all hi.
Okay.
And everything. So.
Joe, you didn't hear about that? You didn't hear about the guy in West Virginia?
Oh,
the confessed, okay. And publicly professed pedophile, which is pushing for sex with children as young as 7 years old?
No.
And he's running for state senator.
I briefly heard about somebody who was supposedly a pedophile who's running for some kind of congressional seat. Yeah.
That's him. That's him.
Man, can you imagine the ball somebody had to actually proclaim himself to be a pedophile and to run for Congress, and if the guy gets elected, then you know America's down in the dumps. Down, I mean, the deep state.
Their slogan is love knows no age.
That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if a bullet knows no goddamn target. Shit.
Right.
Somebody's gonna shoot him.
Well, that's what we've been talking about. You know, we've been talking about that they're gonna have one of these protests to promote and try to get this, just like they're doing with the Antifas and Antifa and everybody's behind this. And what's gonna happen is some mother is gonna grab a rifle.
Yeah.
And she's going to go off her meds, and she's going to start cutting them down in the street.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
and that's what's going to start all of this shit. It's coming.
Well, one lady,
because
one grandmother already did that up in Texas about a month ago, where some guy was actually, you know, doing himself inside of his car in front of her 5-year-old granddaughter. She warned him.
Well,
she got her shotgun out and blasted him.
Well, they caught a guy in the fitting room, looking, ducking under the door of the fitting room, looking at a 12-year-old girl in a
mm-hmm.
clothing store. And the mother chased him out in the parking lot, and she tackled his ass like she was with the Green Bay Packers. And
yeah, I saw that.
A bunch of other people jumped in, and that son of a bitch, he ain't going to jail. He's getting put under the jail.
Oh yeah.
Because he was a registered sex offender, and he wasn't supposed to be nowhere around that.
Yeah, that's one thing they hate in prison are pedophiles.
Oh, they love them in prison.
Yep.
They love them in prison. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, they love them. Jesus and Jerome love them.
Yeah. They love them like they love cops who were arrested and been convicted. Yeah.
right. So, but
nothing says I love you like a big bald-headed Harry Pollock with a bunch of tattoos on him
mm-hmm.
and says, "Hey,
mm-hmm.
you're looking good in them boxers, boy."
That's right. And me and Tyrone gonna have a double date with your ass.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let them take a couple of radiator hoses up there.
Well, look at that one guy. What's his name that was famous for a while? Jared. He went into jail for pedophilia and stuff. He got raped.
Oh, yeah. Oh, child pornography.
Yeah, he got raped the next day. He didn't like
it. The only thing that'll get you killed faster than that would be if an inmate tries to harm his own lawyer, because
mm-hmm.
there's an unwritten code in prison. You do not harm any lawyer. Your lawyer is your one shot out. If you harm your lawyer, then that means all the other lawyers for the other inmates aren't going to come and be the representative they should be. I heard of one case where one guy, he got pissed off at his lawyer. I think he either took a swing at him or he hit him. And the next day, they took out his eyeballs with pencils. Because
mm-hmm.
I said, "Nah, you do not fuck with a lawyer in here, because the lawyer is their way out." So,
mm-hmm.
so I would have to think that's probably faster than somebody who's a registered offender going to prison. You know, they might wait.
Right.
You know, they'll rape him, but they'll fucking take him.
Unless you got a public
yep.
defender in Louisiana. Unless you got a public defenders in Louisiana. Louisiana leads the nation in pulling law licenses from public defenders. We lead the nation. We have a thing called the Louisiana Attorneys Disciplinary Board, which is the state Supreme Court, and they don't play with them. They don't play with them. They will pull their license if they get audited by the IRS. If they make a mistake on their taxes, they cannot practice law in the state of Louisiana ever again.
That's how serious they are here
in Louisiana. They need to do that here in New Mexico. Get rid of a lot of lawyers, you know. But anyway, you know, so I was telling Virgil, we were talking to the terror compound up here in New Mexico. They were charged again today, 5 other charges added onto it. So these guys aren't going nowhere. And the public speaking a lot. I mean, this is based on the news. And it's, they're grabbing attention. So, this is the example. And these terrorists get out. You know, it's because the inmates had told him this, they got him somewhere in a special holding cell to themselves. Because even in prison, you know, they don't like terrorists.
You know, your
cell
phone, your cell phone was breaking up.
Yeah, it's breaking up bad.
Yeah, it's been because they got a storm over here right now.
We probably don't end up cutting the show short tonight.
Okay.
But anyway, the terrorists in prison, I don't know how prisoners react to them, but I've heard stories to where they do, you know, kill. But I don't know.
Kill who? The lawyers or the inmates?
The terrorists, you know, the terrorists in the compounds here in New Mexico. I'm like wondering how they're surviving in prison. You know, without being attacked in some way, especially here in New Mexico.
You have the Muslim Brotherhood all in the prison. I mean, you have little puppet Farrakhans in every prison of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have the American Muslim Mission, and when they fall in with that crowd right there.
Especially with them killing that little boy, you know, that's what's surprising everybody too. Is like they're still alive.
The thing is, it's terrible because my family worked in Louisiana Department of Corrections for over 30 years, and the things they're just as brainwashed. The Muslims inside of the prisons are just as brainwashed and just as unspooled as they are, because back a while back there were three members of Muslims and they were members of the Black Panthers, and there was a prison guard in there. He was very rough on the black prisoners, and they planned on killing him. Well, he got assigned to a different part of the prison when they had planned to kill him. And a guard by the name of Brent Miller was assigned to their block. And they just said, well, one white guard is just as good as another. And they stabbed that man 82 times.
Wow.
And killed him right there. They were called an Angola 3. And they stabbed him, and they put him. They first gave him the death penalty, but then the Supreme Court ruled that the death penalty in Louisiana, as it read, was unconstitutional. So they had to commute their sentences to life. So they did. They're doing the rest of their sentences in solitary confinement. They come out 1 hour a day, and that's it.
Wow.
They chained and shackled. They can walk outside for 1 hour a day, and then they go back. They're on 23-hour lockdown.
Wow!
And they've been that way for 20 years.
Wow! But anyway, you know, a lot of us were talking about that today, and you know, wondering why these guys are still alive in there, knowing that they killed a three-year-old child, and stuff. So it's like. But they're also getting special treatment, wearing their hijabs and other stuff in there too. You know, it's like it's driving.
Oh, they let them have the Quran. They let them pull their Ramadama ding dong bullshit in there.
Yeah,
and everything else.
Well, that's why I'm saying coming midterms, I'm seeing New Mexico flipping red because of it. You know, and everything.
It's going
to happen.
What happened in New York State with what that Muslim compound, and then they got all practically scot free too.
Mm-hmm.
That judge was gonna let them walk. Both judges
were gonna let them walk, but the federal agents got in there and got involved and said nope, they're not going nowhere. So they were gonna
walk out of that courtroom and walk straight to a Home Depot, buy a hacksaw. Cut the ankle monitors off, and then say, "Come find me."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the state of our corrupt, beautifully corrupt American legal system.
Yep.
That's why I'm saying if we get Kavanaugh, we get Kavanaugh confirmed, a lot of, you'll see a lot of, I think we'll see a lot of changes made, you know.
Well, he'll be the defining judge on the bench now, because when they put Kucinich or whatever his name was, now they got Kavanaugh. So mainly they're going to have a not a 5-4, but a 6-3. But you never know, because sometimes the people that are elected, that are nominated and ratified, sometimes they don't go along with the program. Like Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy's been there for like 30 years, and everybody thought he was going to be a conservative, but he managed to go back and forth.
Yeah, that's true.
As soon as they figure out, I think Kavanaugh is gonna blow the whistle that Ginsburg they sent her to a taxidermy, and she's just there, you know, they got a walkie-talkie mounted inside of her Soros or something. And they're going to figure out that she's been dead for 10 years, and they're going to get rid of her fucking decrepit ass.
Same thing with, who's that guy that used to follow, the black jurist. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
The guy
what's his name? I know who you're talking about. Mm.
Yeah, he never did
Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's the one.
His own. Only thing he did was follow, who was it, the Italian guy. I forgot.
Scalina.
And you know, I think even to this day, Thomas has never said a word in court. Not a word. Most of the judges, if you go in front of those judges, most of the time they're interrupting you, asking you questions that you better be prepared to answer, you know. But Thomas hasn't opened up his mouth yet. He's been there for almost 16, 17 years?
I think he did come out when the Louisiana Attorney General went up there. They had a man on death row. And, you know, you can't execute someone who's insane.
Mm-hmm.
You can't execute the mentally insane. Well, they came up with the idea, they had some medication that would make this person sane.
Mm-hmm.
So they were trying to get authorization to force feed him this medication so they could make him sane and put him in the electric chair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the justices, I think all of them raised hell about that. And they said, well, if you're going to do that, why don't you just give him enough of the fucking medication to kill him?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
You know, that was one of the shows on one of the TV programs, something like, I don't know, about 15 years ago, if I remember correctly. You know, sometimes they have these programs on TV which are really good when it deals with the law.
Yep.
I think that was one of the episodes. Yeah.
Yep. So,
I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes on my days off, when I really don't have really too much to do around the house or it's pouring down raining, I like to go sit in the courtroom. Let me tell you something. That is more entertaining than any show they have on television.
Yep.
You would not believe what some of these cops arrest these people for, and you would not believe some of the shit that these people try to pull and get away with and get arrested for.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just hilarious. I mean, the most hilarious thing I saw was a child support case in which the woman was right. I mean, she was dead right. The man was almost a year behind on his child support, and they finally tracked him down and got him in court. And the judge found out that he had bought a brand new bass boat, bought and paid for, a brand new pickup truck, a brand new quad four-wheeler, Articat, and he had gotten into a hunting lease. Well, the judge on the bench was named Robin Free, and he called the sheriff and had two deputies follow this man to his house, and he said, get every title to everything you own and bring it to this court. And he had to do it. And
yep.
he made him sign over the title to everything that he owned, that he bought to his ex-wife for child support. And then made, then still made him do 6 months in jail.
That's the way to do it, you know.
Well, I'd like to know the particulars of that case, because I'm always against alimony. I'm against, this, in particular, palimony.
Yeah.
And I like, and child support, it all depends. Because you know what? You know how the women, they have all the power. They can say to you, sweetheart, I love you. I will never have a baby. If I'm ever pregnant, I will get an abortion. You know how you and I are on the same page for abortion. And all of a sudden, she's pregnant, and then she says, well, honey, I changed my mind, and then you can't do a goddamn thing.
Yep. I've seen that happen a lot. I've seen that happen an awful lot, you know.
Yeah.
And the other, you know, it's sad. But me, my situation, though, my ex-wife, she was supposed to pay me child support. So,
I bet you didn't go after her either.
I've been after her for 18 years.
Oh,
we couldn't find we couldn't find her. She disappeared. She just up and left. It's a story I'll have to tell you someday, but she
good
just up and
you.
Left us.
Good
my
for you for going first. After her, because there's about... I read that there's something like 20% of the case, something like 10 to 20% of the cases now where men are eligible to have alimony paid to them, but they don't go after the wives because they're men and they've been trained, brainwashed, indoctrinated with the attitude.
Well, in Louisiana,
what broke up a lot of that bullshit was that women were going to CASA and to Child Protective Services and the social workers to track down these so-called deadbeat dads. And now, if they go through that instead of an attorney or whatever, if the judge orders child support, they have to pay it to the social workers. They have to pay it. The social workers then turn the money over to the mother, but she has to turn over the receipts from last
to show that
month
she paid.
To show what she bought with the child support. And
if
she spent on anything, beer, cigarettes, liquor, whatever, if she can't account for it, then guess what? That money's deducted.
Well,
good.
That
I mean,
money is deducted.
It's a good beginning. Have you heard about the paternity fraud that's been rampant throughout this nation for years? Like, for example, there was one guy in prison, never got a conjugal visit from his girlfriend, not his wife, from his girlfriend. Then he gets out. The girlfriend already had the baby after he got out, and now he had to pay child support. The whole timeline was off. And he had to pay child support until he.
Well, that reminds me of a joke.
Yeah,
Joe.
my ex-wife had to pull that on me.
this man, this woman was married for 20 years, and the woman was kind of dumb. So the man for 20 years, whenever he'd have sex with her, he'd use a dildo. And then one day she realized, she looked, and she figured out that he was using a dildo on her. And she said, you want to explain this dildo you've been using on me for the past 20 years? He said, yeah, I'll explain it, but first you're going to explain them three fucking kids we got.
I think they both shared
that's
the drumstick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex-wife tried to pull that little stunt on me, and she tried to claim in the state of Oklahoma that I was the father of all eight of her kids.
Well,
and I, you know, and I'm like, pardon me.
Damn, Joseph, no wonder you got back problems.
Well, when I married her, you know, I married her and I took on the kids, you know, and they're already grown teenagers, but she's already collecting child support from her first husband, you know, and everything. So I had to prove that I wasn't the dad, that my son was the only son I had from her and everything, you know. And she was even trying to collect, food stamps and stuff from him in California. And I was like, well, you can't do that. You know, but she was trying everything, but I got her back. And it's like, you know, it took me 18 years, and I finally tracked her down. And she's living up in San Bernardino, California now, married to another guy. And I told her, I said, look, I'm having issues with our son, and you need to step in. You know, she goes, well,
right.
I have to talk to my husband. I go, no, you ain't talking to your husband. You're stepping in.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, and everything. I go, you've been absent for 18 years. I go, you got a choice. You could either, I can go to court, collect 18 years of back pay child support you owe me, or you can step in and help.
There was a woman here who was a co-host on BTR years ago, and she was telling people about this. I may be saying this incorrectly, but something about emotional attachment. What happened was she had two kids. She moved in with another guy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's no controversy about whether or not the kids are his or not. They belong to somebody else. But they lived together for about 4 years, 5 years. Then they broke up. She got $10,000 from the guy, which was mandated by the courts because of the emotional bonding that went on between him, her kids, and now that he's gone, I forget the exact name, but because some sort of emotional distress as a result, she got $10,000. I mean,
wow.
Did you hear about the case where two doctors? Now, this is, now you think two doctors would be sophisticated, right? One doctor, the male doctor, the female doctor, the male doctor was getting a blowjob from the female doctor. Now, he came in her mouth. She kept it, brought it home, used a turkey baster to put it inside her, got pregnant. And he has to pay child support because.
Oh,
it,
I did hear. I remember reading that. Yeah, that was like a couple of years ago. Yeah, I remember reading about that.
And the judge said it's a gift. It's no whatever is ejaculated from your body is no longer yours. It is now a gift because he's trying to claim theft and fraud, which I think is the only is the decent thing to claim. It's common sense. It's amazing. I mean, the communists have taken over our country something fierce and put.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yep, it is. And it's getting pushed it further and further down. That's why we're having to fight like we are right now, you know, to get rid of that communism stuff.
I'll tell you what, Nick, there are a bunch of guys right now who owe their life to Maury Povich. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, how many times does a goddamn bitch have to go on stage with 13 guys who plugged her to try to find the right guy?
Well, that's what I tell. Old biddies. That's what I tell these old biddies in my hometown. You know, when they see a girl that's got tattoos on her and things like that, and piercings and all of this, and they want to call her a whore. You know, I tell them tattoos and piercings don't make you a whore. Going on a Maury Povich show 5 times to find out who your baby's daddy is—that makes you a whore.
That's a whore. That's
well,
a
I had
whore.
A girl. Well, I actually had a girl try to pull that on me, too, because I actually had gotten myself fixed after my son, you know, and everything. And I dated this girl for some time, and she claimed she was pregnant, you know. And I said, and I looked at her, and I said, really? I go, who are you pregnant by?
Yeah.
She goes, but you're the dad. I go, no, I can't be a dad because I'm fixed. I can never have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It shocked
right,
the shit out of
her. Right, she's got a vasectomy.
And so I kicked her ass out the next day. You know, moved her in on the guy. Actually called the guy and said, look, you got 24 hours to get her shit and she's moving in with you.
That's right.
Well, what gets me is the idiots that shack up with these broads, they break up with them, the broad goes and shacks up with somebody else, gets pregnant, breaks up with them, then goes back to base camp A, and then he ends up supporting these little bastards.
Yep.
And then, you know,
maybe.
I mean, that...
They've tried with me, but I finally got wise. I'm like, you know what? Mm-mm, not going to happen to me, you know? And that's why I stay single, man. It's, like, safer that way.
It is. It's a lot safer that way.
Yeah,
it is. You have to have almost a prenup. You have to have a pre-moving-in agreement. That's what John Cena did with his.
Well, what a lot of guys don't realize, what a lot of young guys don't realize, is nowadays vasectomy surgical procedures are reversible.
Mm-hmm.
They are reversible.
Mm-hmm.
You see, now if I was back, you know, I probably got a couple of dozen kids running around the Philippine Islands, you know, but
You're lucky you don't have the Philippine clap. That'd be eating you from the stomach up.
Right. There were a few times I had to scrounge some special items for the Corps medic to shoot my ass up full of penicillin several times.
I knew somebody.
I pissed my share of razor blades in my day. Trust me.
Oh yeah, because I knew somebody who got the I don't know if it was the Philippine clap, because I know it was from overseas. And when he came back, the left side of his ass was like the size of a fucking caboose of a truck, and the right side was normal. And he had to take penicillin shots once a week for I don't know how many weeks, because that gonorrhea bullshit.
Dude,
lucky he didn't die.
Wow.
Oh yeah. It used to cost you, well, it was preference, but the main thing it would cost you a fifth of Jack Daniels for every shot. Mm-hmm. And that was very hard to come by.
Well, you know, man, once I saw what happened to him. You know, I don't care if that fucking rubber was made out of steel. I was wearing it because I wasn't going to get none of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing in the Philippines back then, Joe, was you got four cans of fruit cocktail, you could get your ticket punched. Them loop heads was nuts. They went fucking nuts over fruit cocktail.
Oh,
now,
cool.
I mean,
yeah,
I mean, you know, just like I mean, other places is spam, in the Philippines is fruit cocktail. Trust me, a case of fruit cocktail, you can fuck the whole family and their dog.
Yeah, but can you imagine how many soldiers and servicemen are still in the Philippines because they wouldn't let them back into the U.S.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah. Well, I know a couple of them that discharged and stayed there because they loved it.
Well, I mean,
it's
Putang country. I mean, me love you long time.
Right.
It's better than going to Tijuana with a handful of $5 bills.
Yep. And I got you where I met my ex-wife, by the way, is up in Tijuana.
And you got a lot of energy.
Let me see how good of a liar Joseph is. Did she charge by the hour or by the inch? Let's see how late you got off.
You know what? She never did charge me. her son actually hooked us up.
He pimped her off to you.
Yeah, he was like, well, I met him. I was doing the Big Brother and Sister program up in Fresno, California, and I met him because I was bailing him out of juvie quite a bit. And there he goes, and finally he was like, hey, how would you like to meet my mom? I'm like, sure, why not? So, you know.
Meet mommy. She virgin.
Can I call you dad now?
don't start that.
Actually, good story. Good things came. I raised those kids right, you know, because out of all those kids, he became a police officer up in Fresno. So I'm very proud of him. So I was actually shocked, but he's a sergeant and he's a police officer out there. So
yeah, it's always prideful when you raise kids right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they turn out to be responsible citizens.
Yep. So, but then again, I got my youngest. You know, I'm going through some stuff with him right now. But anyway. So, but it's you know, but you know, you got your bad and your good.
But the whole thing with the division between males and females here in the United States as a result of the court system, as a result of the females feeling entitled. I don't know one chick who doesn't think that she's a princess, even if she's not beautiful, because of the inculcation that's been imposed upon them. We've been indoctrinated to be gentlemen. They've been indoctrinated with to be princes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's just like this one on Dr. Phil that I saw, this teenage girl. She's got to have an allowance of $2,500 a week.
Damn.
From her mother. And she doesn't want to drive what she calls an Uberette car, a Toyota, whatever, even though it's brand new. Oh, no, she's got to have one of these $150,000 cars to drive around in. And when Dr. Phil told her, well, if you want all these things, you need to get a job, this 16-year-old girl broke down crying and threw a tantrum on national television.
Wow.
When she heard the word job.
Yeah.
Is that the Mexican that made news? Because I read about the 16-year-old Mexican chick who had a closet full of clothes, had no friends, but she had a closet full of clothes, and she was driving around in what mommy paid for was, you know, a really nice car. And she was the one that was on Dr. Phil. Is this the one, or is this another one? Because there's thousands.
This is another one, because they had several of them. They had the Cash Me Outside girl, which I was up there, you never see the fathers on here. You never see the fathers on these shows. It's always the mothers and the daughters or the mothers and the sons. Mm. And let me tell you what, this little bitch here, I don't care if I was a daddy or not, or related to her or not. If she would have jumped up out of that chair and came at me like she came at me talking all that gangster shit, I'd have knocked out all the fronts. I'm not for hitting a woman.
Oh.
But I'm going to tell you what. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let no little punk bitch child talk to me like I'm a punk bitch.
Right?
Well, yeah.
I will down you. I will down them.
Hmm.
Yep.
I've had discussions with women before about that, and I say, if you want to be a man, keep your hands off a man, because once a man knocks you down, don't complain.
Yep.
But
I've told my son that many times, you know, and he's like, well, you know, before he had all these problems that I'm having with him now is that, you know, he used to call me, hey, dog, you know, what you doing, dog? And I'm like, pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have. You want to call
my
me grandson. Dog?
My grandson.
I go.
Pardon me, I'm your dad.
Yeah, I've actually had to backhand him a couple of times till he learned. You know.
How old was he?
He was about 16 years old.
Yeah, because he's hanging out with the so-called cool crowd with everybody. Yo, dog.
Yep.
How's my nigga?
Yep.
Yeah.
My oldest
grandson at 22 years old, my oldest step-grandson at 22 years old, came into my house one day dressed like...
I remember you telling me that.
Dressed like a rap singer's nightmare. With his pants hanging down below his ass.
And a grill in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. And his cap all cocked, ace deuce, come sa. Well, he turned around, and I grabbed what was called a stir paddle for a crawfish pot. It's a paddle about 4 foot long. And when he wasn't looking, I hauled back like Hank Aaron breaking... Babe Ruth's record,
yeah.
And I popped him across his ass. I lifted him up off his fucking feet. And from that day forward, them pants have been pulled up every time he comes to this house.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about 911. I don't give a fuck about 911.
Yep.
I've got so much shit in this house. I've got enough shit in my house. I could take over half of New Orleans. I don't call the cops. The cops call me. And you can check that out.
Yeah, well, it's the shame that the kids, they always have to have peer, they're imposed with peer pressure. They don't know how to react against it. It's a shame. You know, not only the stupid fucking pants hanging down, but hanging out with the wrong crowd thinking, well, you know what, it's a car, it's a joy ride. Once we finish with it, we'll just bring it back. You got to teach your kids how to say fucking no. And then you got
to... Yeah. Well, it all goes back, Joe, it all goes back to the Trailer Divas, the Trailer Park Divas, and the Ghetto Queens. Okay?
Yep.
They get pregnant for these Jerome booty call, no job, knockoff wearing motherfuckers, and these fucking hicks down here, and they think, oh well, it's cool to have a baby, and then when they can't get another man or whatever, well then they reject the child, and the child picks up on this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens when the child gets older in his teens? He's looking for recognition. So where does he go to get recognition?
The gang.
He goes to the street gangs.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the Bloods, to the Crips, to the Rolling 60s.
There you go.
Okay?
Yep.
And they talk this good shit to him, and they throw a little money at him and all of this. And he walking around, he's feeling cool and everything else. He's got friends now. And then what happens? One of them says, okay, you got to prove yourself, and puts a fucking gun in this child's hand.
That's
and then what do you have?
And sometimes they got
to jump. You have somebody going to prison and somebody going to the morgue.
Yeah.
Hey, we got
so you see here.
You're breaking up again, Joe.
Hey, caller.
Pretty good. And you, yourself?
Hello, caller. Who do we have on
that's
that
Russell.
End? Hey.
This is Mike.
Mike.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yes. So, I don't know. I mean, lots of things is going on around the globe. I mean, you want to talk about typhoon in Japan, and they got just 6.0 earthquake few hours ago. Also, Florida is hit with a massive kind of Category 1 hurricane or 2 right now as we speak. And so... It's everywhere. It's just earthquake, fires, and hurricanes, and volcanoes. So can you tell me what's going on in the planet? Is planet trying to shift, or is this a way to let us know we have to take care of the Mother Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you name a year, a decade, or a century to where we have not had climate change in the world. I mean, are you saying, well, first of all, where are you calling from, Mike?
Singapore, my friend, Singapore.
You calling
Singapore,
from Singapore?
Yes, sir,
Oh, okay.
I mean,
okay.
The question is, Kerala was underwater, India, and it still is underwater. Still, millions of people are displaced. I mean, we know that Thailand was underwater just a few days ago also.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, left and right, every country, I mean, Myanmar, if you look at it that way, they have had too much floods that their dam overflowed. They had to release some pressure, and then there was a massive flooding right there too as a result. So we have had major earthquakes of 8.0, 7.1. I mean, a steel planet is shaking so bad. I mean, vibration. So is this kind of way Mother Earth is telling us stop what you are doing? Because we are polluting
well,
the air.
A lot of flooding occurs because of man-made diversions and structures. We have that problem here in Louisiana too. We the 2016 flood is proof of that. Okay, nature is going to do what it wants to do. Okay, it's going to do what it wants to do. And just like the human body can fight off a virus sometimes, or cold, or disease, the earth does the same thing. The earth has a natural defense system. And you know, you are right in a lot of ways. A lot of things are being caused. They're man made, such as fracking, in certain areas that shouldn't be getting done. And
Heartbeat, Alaska.
We got another caller in, Joseph?
No. I was sitting checking the news feed. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was saying about Heartbeat, Alaska, too, is man-made. And we have so many harps around the globe, 18 harps in around the globe. China has 4 harps. Harp is High Aurora.
Yeah, the HAARP.
Right. Research program. Right. They manipulate the weather anywhere they want to. And recent, also Hawaii had almost a typhoon or Hurricane 4. But as soon as it closed in to the Hawaii, the HAARP used, and the hurricane did not hit at all the main islands or anywhere in the Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe HAARP, you know, supposedly HAARP does exist. I think Jesse Ventura kind of found that out. I'm not sure, but I think he supposedly did find that existed. If not him, then some other investigative reporters. Now, whether or not HAARP actually is functional, because the weather would be the perfect weapon. If you can manipulate the weather, you can't tell whether or not Russia attacked the United States or if the United States attacked Russia.
But also it's chemtrails, as you know. Chemtrails are creating totally reverse engineering the weather conditions, too.
Well, I don't know.
I haven't looked too much into the chemtrail thing.
We said in Singapore too, only 3 countries do not have chemtrails: Israel, Cuba, and Iran. 3 countries.
Well, whether or not they're effective in geoengineering the planet, who knows? But you brought up a point I want to dovetail from that. Does anybody here think, because of the way that the planet is undergoing its climate change, and I'm not talking about the ex-VP, the Inconvenient Truth guy, Gore, I'm not talking about that, but the fact that we are polluting ourselves, or the planet is helping to contribute to pollute itself, do you think that maybe David Icke has a point where he says that reptiles are on this planet?
I mean, I just got the news yesterday. It was in Florida. If you're from Florida, there was a UFO incident yesterday, or 2 days from you guys, because we are ahead of you, so 2 days ago from mine, and maybe 1 day from you guys.
Is everybody familiar with David Icke?
Yeah, I know.
I've heard of it, but I've never really researched into it. I've heard, you know, rumors about chemtrails and things like this, and
the HAARP project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I bring up the reptile thing is because if we are supposedly rational human beings, why are we doing what we're doing to ourselves? But if the planet, if you believe in UFOs and you believe in aliens, and is it possible that aliens have inhabited the planet in such a way to geoengineer the planet to make it so polluted so that they can live in it, but we, the Homo sapiens, the humans, can't? So that's a point of discussion.
It's outside the box, but a lot of things that people didn't believe what happened before are happening now that are outside the box.
That's a good point, because
Well, they did a show about a couple of years ago about something similar to that. And we were talking about the reptiles and the Heart Project and stuff like that. But with the reptiles, we believe that, you know, like the Queen of England
there
and that family.
Right.
You know, we were talking the ties with them.
I do believe in UFOs. I do believe in UFOs, mm-hmm. and because I have proof that the landing in Roswell, New Mexico, took place. I mean, just look at Joseph's profile picture on Facebook. I mean, that's proof enough for you.
You know, but seriously, it's like, you know, it's nonsense to believe we're the only life forms on this in this system. You
that's
know.
That's true.
And everything.
But they found just 9 planets. It looks like planet Earth in different
mm-hmm.
galaxies. Every day, almost find something. And right now, just Jupiter.
Look at Mars.
Yeah.
Mars. They're just now discovering there was once life on them. They're finding water systems and everything else on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, we had this belief that the Mars did probably like the Earth because of whatever happened and stuff like that. We'll always believe that.
Well, Joseph, you ought to not say that because the Democrats get a hold of that. They're going to say Mars was once a Republican planet and they fucked it up.
Yeah.
They're going to try and use that.
Yeah. And they're going to use Elon Musk's spaceship to get there.
You know, Putin.
Yeah, every time I say that, they do. But yeah,
Putin.
I argued with my pastor on that. Said, you know, about life and other planets and stuff, because it's like, we can't be the only life forms living. I mean, you know, but I've seen a lot growing up. Not to say, hey, you know, they do exist, because I've seen a lot of evidence of it, you know, and they're growing up. I've seen UFOs in Oklahoma, 4th of July, me and my dad, you know, and stuff, and I've seen one in California. So, you know,
a lot of them UFOs that people claim to see, a lot of those UFOs that people claim to see, believe it or not, that's experimental aircraft coming out of Area 51.
Right.
See?
Right. So,
you see, I had to explain to somebody they saw a big fireball in the sky.
Right.
There was nothing on the news about a plane exploding or anything. What that
mm-hmm.
fireball is, what those cinnamon roll fireballs are that you see in the atmosphere, they say that the SR-71 project, the planes, they don't fly them anymore, but that's a bunch of bullshit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
In order for, and I had a pilot tell me this, an Air Force pilot, in order for the SR-71 to fly on the innermost atmosphere at the edge of space, it has to have a specially combined fuel because the oxygen is so thin up there, it's very, very low. They have to add a chemical, which is classified, to the jet fuel. But when the plane re-enters the atmosphere, the fuel becomes unstable. And they can only go so low of an altitude before it will literally explode. So they have to jettison the fuel and ignite it. And the plane virtually lands as a dead stick. It lands with no engine power.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's the SR-17. That's one fast-ass supersonic, hypersonic son of a bitch plane.
Well, they flew one from New York to California at top speed. And when it landed in California, it took 30 minutes before the ground crew could touch it. It was so hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the air friction is something else.
Anything is possible these days,
yeah.
You know, but aliens, of course, exist among us. I mean, we have time travelers. I mean, right now I'm speaking to you through time travel. You are in the past before me, and I am after you right now. but they still.
Wait a minute. If you're from the future, I'm gonna grab a pen and paper. Can you look up? Can you look up the Louisiana Powerball numbers for this weekend?
Yeah.
Can you give me some Powerball numbers? I'll split it with you.
A few million.
I'll split it with you. I'll split it with everybody on the radio show. It's up to $100 million right now. Come on.
That was funny.
Throw a dog a bone, man. Come on.
Okay, by these numbers, number 9.
Wow.
Number 19. Number 39, number 49, 19, 29, 39, 49, and the Powerball 19.
And the Powerball is going to be 19.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
That's 5 numbers.
Okay, so if you want one more number, I mean, no, I give you 9, 19, 29, 39, 49.
Five.
You 5 numbers.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Recall that again slowly.
9, 19, 29, 39, 49, and the Powerball, I said 19.
Okay. I'm going to shoot for that.
Okay, my friend.
I'm going to shoot for that. And if y'all hear about a man in Louisiana running around on a four-wheeler, buck naked and drunk, hollering, "I'm Captain Jack Sparrow," y'all know who won the fucking Powerball.
There you go.
Sorry about that.
And
I got kicked off.
But
do you
give my
say we
do you
ran
give
a...
my share too? Do you help me too, my friend, or not?
Oh, I'll help you out too.
Okay.
Call in Monday. I'll let you know if I won, and give me your address, and we'll 5050 that, brother.
Sounds good to me, my friend. Thank you very much.
But anyway, we went through and the commercials and everything, but it's that time to close the show and everything. But I was actually enjoying that. I actually forgot to play the commercial break. So, but anyway, we'll be back here on Thursday night. And for those who like to do any stuff, so Joe, you guys call back in if you and everything, and we'll be back here and just, so we actually went through the night without an incident, and so which was surprising. But anyhow, we'll be back with us tonight. Hopefully, American Anna will join with us. She said.
Oh yeah, that's right. If these numbers hit, her trip to Australia and boob job are taken care of.
Okay, my friend, you should take care of me so I can live comfortably all my life.
Go ahead and go and everything. Good night, everybody, and y'all be safe out there. Virgil, you be safe during that hurricane and stuff. I know right now you're going to just some stuff, after what happened
here. Yeah, I got to go bury my mom tomorrow.
Good morning, good night, good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, everybody
take
care.
All right,
Virgil,
here, you too.
My favorite car is a Porsche, so don't forget.
All right. Okay, my man.
Okay, take it easy now. Bye-bye.
All right.
Everybody, see you Thursday night.
Bye-bye.